This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Hey, welcome into Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This right here is live. This is live radio for you. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, sits across from me here.
Great to be here. I don't know how many people are following the Olympics. Got some breaking news for you. Michael Phelps recently tested positive for gills. I knew it. I knew he could not just be a regular earthling.
Right.
Those
right.
Olympians, wow.
Hey, what's the deal with those bruise marks? That they
cupping. Have? That's cupping.
I know, but what's the purpose?
Well, they supposedly, I don't know much about it, but they heat up these little small, look like shot glasses, and they heat it up and they put it on your body. And then it's supposed to suck the evil spirits out. No, I have no idea why they do it.
It sucks the blood to the surface. If you've got sore muscles or whatever, it brings the blood to that area, kind of help with sore muscles or whatever.
Yeah, but I saw pictures like of that. Hollywood starlets or something who were in attendance at the Olympics, and they had that. So what Olympic sports were they doing?
I'm doing it right now. Yeah, you can't see that on the radio, but I've got those little glasses all over me.
Ed, if you just put that cut right there on my lower back.
I'm not touching your lower back,
No, you don't have to touch me. I'm just talking about putting the cup on there.
I'm sorry. This is highly inappropriate.
Folks, we're 60 seconds into the show, and it's already unraveling. Hey, how about Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky and all of those champions.
Right,
they're amazing.
Yeah. Right. America, our country's doing well in the Summer Olympics. Some of them are getting sick out there swimming in the bay.
having to dodge
sitting
furniture.
On the dock of the bay.
Having to dodge couches when they're out there in the kayaks in that river.
Did you see that? I saw a film of the river, and there was a recliner floating down the river.
Yes. Thought, yes, it was.
Wow.
They were ready, weren't they?
All right, so it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. The bell has rung. You should be in your seats by now.
Right.
And we're going to commence.
Books out.
We're going to commence learning. Is what we're going to do.
Mr. Tim,
right here.
Can I go sharpen my
no,
pencil?
No, you can't. Sit down, Mr.
You should have done that before you went to your seat.
That's right. And do you have gum for the whole class, Mr. Jasper? Did you bring some for the whole class? All right.
Is that funny back there in the back, Mr. Vitagliano? You want to share that with everybody?
You want to share that with
Seems
everybody?
Like you guys have an interesting conversation going on back there. You want to share that with the whole class? Quit passing paper back and forth to each other?
Oh, my word. Okay, so here's how we do this. We ask three questions each, and then we open the phone lines up, and you can call in and answer any of the questions, one of the nine. And then you can ask us a question. So it's a give and take.
It is.
It's a give and take.
It's an exchange.
It's an exchange of ideas.
A dialogue.
What it is. It's democracy at work.
Right.
Is what it is here on American Family Radio. So let me give you the phone number. By you, I mean all you people out there. Every one of you. I'm giving every one of you the phone number. Here's the phone number to call and be on the air with us. 888. This is it, isn't it? Okay,
yeah.
589-8840. If you want to call in and be on the air with Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840 is your phone number to call and be on the program. If you want to send us an email, it's comments@afr.net. Professor Ed Vitagliano, what are your three questions?
All right, here they are. Kind of in honor of sports, I have a marathon question, and here it is. A marathon is a race that is about 26 miles long. Where does the word marathon come from?
Hey,
good question.
They run, that's one of the events in the Olympics, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, second question, Bible question. How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? Third question, what was the last state to join the Union? What was the last state to join the Union? Bonus question, what year did that state join?
That's wow, what I've got. Great question.
The last state to join the Union, and what year was it?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. Thinking about the Olympics, it's a multiple choice. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both summer and winter Olympic medals?
Huh.
A, only 5, B, only 15, or C, only 50. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both winter and summer medals? Was it 5, 15, or 50?
Hmm.
And then second question, Bible question, who did Abraham marry after Sarah's death? Who did Abraham marry after Sarah's death? Then true or false? In the 1904 men's marathon, a Cuban mailman showed up on the day of the race, competed wearing street shoes, and finished fourth. Is that true or false? Talking about the Olympics, 1904 Olympics, Cuban mailman shows up on the day of the race, competes wearing street shoes, and finished in fourth place. True or false?
That's a great question.
I'm thinking back right now.
Over, to 1904?
Well, my high school history classes. I just don't know if we covered that.
You're woefully unprepared.
The other athletes say, I don't notice a swish on your running. On well, your that, run. Oh, no, that's because they're floor shimes.
If that was an ACT question, no wonder I didn't do well right there. Okay. Okay, here are my three questions, much simpler, much shorter than the aforementioned questions by my colleagues. Number one, as that...
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound too short now, does it?
Okay, let me get this together here. What country is the world's largest democracy?
Oh.
What country is the world's largest democracy? Number two, whose moral of the story was... Don't count your chickens before they've hatched. Before
Colonel they've Sanders. Hatched. Sorry, I didn't want to ruin it for you.
He was not the moralist there who shared that with us. Whose moral of the story was don't count your chickens before they hatch? Where did that come from?
Yeah,
good question.
Number three, I always like to challenge myself with pronunciations, which I don't practice before I come in here, which makes it
which
very
which is about to become evident.
Yes, a kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals?
I tell you right now, we were on vacation last year down there at Sandestin, and I got on one of them kleptoparasites, and I'm telling you, if you're scared of heights, and they strap you in that thing, and you go up in that giant kite, it'll scare the...
Be careful. Be careful. It's lab radio.
It'll just flat out
a kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals? Want to know the answer to that?
That's a great question.
All right.
Hey, one of these questions, by the way, one of these nine questions.
One of them.
Is our mystery question. And if someone calls in and answers it correctly, they hear this sound.
Love that
JJ,
sound.
JJ, what does that sound mean? What happens after that?
If they answer correctly, they're going to win Hilarious Highlights Volume 2, a nice CD of bloopers and outtakes and fun moments from this here show.
All right.
All right. Wait a few weeks, and I'll be doing that on a regular basis right there, ringing that cowbell.
That's football season.
Football season's almost here.
All right.
All right, let's go to the phones, Professor Ed.
That's a great idea. We go to St. Louis, Mo. And Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'll answer the question on the mailman.
All right, hang on.
Let me go ahead and tell it. Read the question again, Todd. In the 1904 Olympics men's marathon, a Cuban mailman showed up on the day of the race, competed wearing street shoes, and finished fourth. Todd, is that true or false?
Well, that is false, and I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since it's a true or false question,
right.
It's actually true. It's 100%
true.
That
is true?
He was wearing street shoes and a beret, and he finished fourth.
In what?
In the men's marathon, 1904.
How do you run a marathon in street shoes?
Well, they had drugs back then. I hate to break it to you, Ed, but you can kill your feeling in your feet and still win a race like that.
Hey, Todd, what's your question for us?
Last week, one of you made a statement that the center of the Earth is as hot as the surface of the sun.
That would be
my
me.
Question
that would...
is, mm-hmm. My question is, who took the thermometer to the center of the Earth?
Well, it was a guy named Bill.
It was Bill.
He was a mailman, and he was wearing street
shoes.
Forgot
his last name.
I think Todd, I think that's all just calculations. They have some of them. There are calculations based on the mass of the Earth and
I researched that question last week because I'm the one that asked you. Gentlemen were off. You weren't here.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all are off sometimes, but I'm talking about you weren't here. But the center of the Earth is hotter than the surface of the sun was what I was.
Because nobody's actually measured the surface of the sun either. I think it's all just
speculation,
scientific and mathematical equations.
Yes, it is. Todd,
kind of like black holes and the Big Bang theory without God and all that.
Maybe.
That
type
of theory?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Todd, thank you so much for listening, playing along there in St. Louis. God bless you. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We don't have a station in St. Louis, Missouri. He must be listening on the internet or either Park Hills. We got a station in Park Hills, which is about 40 miles south there of St. Louis. A little AFR trivia.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, to the phones.
All right, we go back to the phones. Conwell, Texas. Anthony is on the line. Anthony, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
Anthony, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer the question about the last state to join the union.
All right, here it is. What was the last state to join the union? And a bonus question, what year did that state join? What do you got, Anthony?
That would be Hawaii, 1959.
Yes.
Wow.
Hawaii, 1959.
Hawaii.
Hey,
Hawaii.
Did you have to look that up or did you know that? Especially the year. I didn't know the year.
No, actually, I just got back from the 49th state to join the union last week.
All right. Well, don't give that away because I'm asking that next week.
Oh, double it up on
my question, actually.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Your question for us. Well, then we're going to get that.
Go ahead
and ask it.
Yeah. In the same year, what was the state to join the union along with Hawaii?
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Super. Hey, Anthony, you're getting some good mileage from those frequent flyer points.
What were you doing in Alaska, Anthony? If I can ask you that.
We were in our Anchorage last week on a mission trip.
Oh, good for you.
Wonderful.
Right.
What did you do?
We just go out and minister to communities and soup kitchen help and, just love on kids and stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, in Alaska, what kind of a region is it as far as religious beliefs there?
It's actually, there's not a whole lot of, religion there. There's more. It's the least reached state in our nation, actually.
Is that right?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. The church that we stayed at has 20 members in it.
Good grief.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, that's some people pray to be called to missions work in Hawaii. I don't know anybody who prays to be called to missions work in Alaska.
I've called to do mission work.
I mean, you ever get a chance to go, you should go.
That's what I hear, Anthony. My wife lived in Alaska for 2 years, and she said the word awesome and the word breathtaking. It's just not good enough words to see eagles with 8-foot wingspans, grizzlies. They were in the mall.
Grizzlies?
Grizzly. They were in the mall, and over the loudspeaker, they said, folks, stay in the mall just for a moment. Don't go out in the parking lot. There's a wolf pack crossing the parking lot. Let the wolf pack get through before you go out to your vehicle. But she said, moose, all these things, it's just breathtaking.
A wolf pack?
Yes. It's the last frontier.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. There's more. Yeah, you're not on top of the food chain in Alaska.
There's your hashtag.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, hey. Hashtag not a top food chain.
Thanks, hey. Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
I think
all right. Thank you, guys.
I felt a call into ministry on an Alaskan cruise boat. Before, I felt that strongly.
So you ministered to people as they went through the buffet line, right?
Yes, I didn't go. I haven't done that ministry yet, but I want to do that sometime.
Hey, we got some more Alaskan crab legs over here. So, hey, you, pal, you know Jesus?
And, folks, while we're gathered around this ice sculpture, while every head is bowed, no one's looking around.
I had a guy one time come through town, and he worked for a golf. He worked for a ministry to golf professionals.
Okay.
So I had him speak at our church, and I introduced him. And that's all about how you say that. You know what I'm saying? Because here he was. He really seriously did have a ministry to golf professionals.
Yeah.
And so he's like chaplain and that kind of thing. But I introduced him at that church. I said, hey, everybody, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. I want you to welcome him. He's got a golf ministry. Well, everybody just started dying out laughing. So here's my guest speaker, who's a subject of ridicule before he's ever even started, because I introduced him as having a golf ministry.
And what everyone thought was, the guy spends Sundays on the course.
Right. And where's the guy, Tim, that has the beach ministry? want to see him too? Ha, ha, ha,
yeah.
ha. So anyway, but the fella who... He was good-natured about it because he had heard those jokes before.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, you're listening to the radio program Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday. That's the name of the show. From 10:05 to 11:30, we're here Central. That's Central time. If you're not listening in Central time, you'll just have to adjust on your own here because we don't have time.
On the fly.
We don't have time to do that for you. You're going to have to do some things for yourself. let's repeat our questions real quickly.
All right. My first question, a marathon is a race that is about 26 miles long. Where does the word marathon come from? Second question is a Bible question. How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? And I'll add a question since my Hawaii question was answered. What is the best-selling brand of chips in the U.S.? What is the best-selling brand of chips in the U.S.?
Mm. Good questions. Here's my first one, multiple choice. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both winter and summer Olympic medals? 5, 15, or 50? Second question, who did Abraham marry after Sarah's death? Old Testament question there. Then I'll add one as well.
Not Lincoln.
I'll add one. What do spelunkers explore? What do spelunkers explore?
Spelunkers?
Spelunkers.
What do they...
I know the answer to that.
You go out spelunking.
What are you doing?
You look out in the backyard and you see some spelunkers out there.
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Well, what are they doing?
You look out in that backyard.
Get out of my grass.
You spelunkers.
You be spelunking in my yard, I'm calling the law. I'm telling you right now, boys.
Girls.
Or girls, whoever you spelunkers are out there, whatever you are. All right, here are my three questions. What country is the world's largest democracy? I'm talking about population. The world's largest democracy is what? What country? Number two, excuse me. Number two is, what moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? Where did that come from, that expression? Where did that originate? Number three, it's from a very famous work of literature. Okay?
Literature.
Number three, a kleptoparasite, that's two times in a row I've done that pretty good. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals? So there you go. Those are my three questions. Here's our phone number. 888-589-8840. If you want to call and be on the air with us and ask or answer a trivia question, if you want to bring it, right here's your phone number. 888-589-8840.
Bring it, folks. That's right.
589-8840.
Challenge.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to somewhere in Alabama. Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thanks a lot.
Tim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to take a shot at?
I'll go ahead and take the first marathon question.
All right, a marathon is a race that is about 26 miles. Where does the word marathon come from?
It actually comes from the race they used to do between Athens and Marathon. It's like a traditional messenger race.
All right, you're close. You're close. You're in the right ballpark, but that's not really the correct answer.
We don't give away cigars.
No?
No, it actually precedes what you're talking about. So,
oh, really?
So,
yes.
he's sort of what out of 10, out of a scale of 1 to 10, how close is he?
The words marathon in Athens are correct.
Okay.
But it's, and they did used to run a race there.
Okay.
But there's a reason why the race is called a marathon, and what Tim said is not the correct answer.
Okay.
So he's in the ballpark.
He tried.
He's narrowed it down.
Okay, gotcha. He's helped the next person.
He's helped the next person.
But
keep listening, Tim, so you get the answer.
You paid it forward, Tim.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for us, Tim?
Yeah, I was wondering. This question's been jogging my mind for a while now. When was the Earth created?
When was the Earth created?
January the 24th. I'm going to have to think back.
When God spoke it into existence.
Yeah, are you saying, you're not talking about in the Bible? Or are you wanting a year or what?
Yeah, I mean, just a general ballpark.
A general ballpark on when the earth was created?
From a lot of different places. I just want to see what.
Are you talking about, like.
I'm a man of faith. And
what do you
I'm
think? Well, Tim, you answer it for
us.
Let me just say this. Once we give the answer, it's going to save the theologians a whole lot of trouble. They're just going to have to quit their research because we've solved it.
Yeah.
Right here on this program.
All right, Tim, give us your perspective on this.
My perspective?
Yeah, because we don't really know what you're asking, so.
Well, when I used to go to Sunday school, he used to tell me that the world was about 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
And that dinosaurs didn't exist. But now I've been going to school, university, and now I get made fun of a lot. And now I'm just not sure what to think because now I think that a lot of scientists are discovering all these things, like in the ground and.
Yeah,
and it's saying that the Earth is a lot older than what I thought.
I tell you what, Tim, man, this is not the show to explore that.
I'll give you a good resource. Go to Ken Ham.
Answers in Genesis.
Answers in Genesis. But I'm a young Earth guy myself. I don't believe what they say millions and millions of years old. I believe it really is thousands.
About speculating.
But Ken Ham,
Answers in Genesis.
They can answer those questions for you.
All right.
Tim, you know, there's only so much knowledge we can hold. You know, and that's not.
Go to Answers in Genesis.
Yeah, there you go.
Tim,
or go to the Bible.
That's a good place to start. And
go to the Bible. God created the heavens.
Tim,
and the earth.
I will say this: you trust the Lord. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. As you explore some of these other issues, you keep your faith anchored in that. And then, you know, the Lord will help lead you to some of the answers of the questions you're asking, okay?
Great. Thank you, Brother Tim. We're out of time for this segment. We are at old time. Our apologies. But good question, Tim, but we'll pray for you as you do your do your Bible study there. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back momentarily with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Sandy Rios on the subject of transgenderism in schools.
Our kids need to know what the truth is, and they're not learning it in school. They're not learning the truth of God and creation. They're not learning any of these things.
We'll also have AFR News Director Fred Jackson in studio to discuss top headlines. And we'll talk with author Neil Mammon about his book, Jesus is Involved in Politics. That's all on the next edition of Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really. The Garden Tomb and Calvary and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stopped along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. Coffee is not exactly Thomas Russert's cup of tea, but every Thursday, Pastor Thomas indulges in a steaming cup of joe. Thomas looks after the flock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, just a bit north of Philadelphia. A fellow pastor once told him that he's really not doing his job as a minister unless he spends half his time outside the office. So on Thursdays, Pastor Thomas puts on his clergy collar, finds a table at a local coffee house, and sets up a sign offering free prayers to anyone in need. Oh, hundreds have dropped by bearing their burdens to this gentle and good-hearted minister, offering comfort and encouragement to complete strangers. So if you happen to be going through a rough patch in life, you might want to make your way to a coffee shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for a divine appointment of the caffeinated kind. I'm Todd Stearns.
Yes. I guess that's I Love Lucy. One of the hit shows of the 50s and 60s. It is Trivia Friday. We are back with a little I Love Lucy, and we know you folks out there listening, a little I Love Tim, Ed, and JJ. That's what we got going on here today. So if you want to call the program, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this here show.
You just switched totally over to hee-haw mode, hadn't you?
Hee-haw mode? This here show. See, when I do it on purpose, then it doesn't sound right.
Do you do this at home?
I do sometimes.
For Diane?
Drives my wife, my Mississippi born and bred wife crazy.
The Boston.
Stop. Just stop.
The Boston boy turns on the
Southern charm.
Hey, guys, before I forget it, I was the keynote speaker last night at Blue Mountain College. Big kickoff back to school. Nice, nice people at Blue Mountain College in Blue Mountain, Mississippi, and a lot of AFR listeners. Met a lot of sweet people.
Good, good.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is in session, and we are going to get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to, let's get my computer going here. Tyner, North Carolina, if I get that right. Winston, you on the phone there?
Yes, I am.
Is it Tyner or Tyler?
Tyner, T-Y-N-E-R.
Tyner, North Carolina.
Hey, Winston, tell us where Tyner is and something interesting about your town.
Well, we raise a lot of cotton and peanuts, and we're close to the border of Virginia, Norfolk.
Great.
Hey, you like peanut soup, Winston?
Never tried it.
Peanut soup?
You've never tried peanut soup?
No, I sure haven't.
I can't imagine actually, anything you could do to make
well,
that
Well, it's
taste
probably
good.
One of those things you got to develop a taste for it. I've only had it in Richmond and Williamsburg.
That really is such a thing, peanut
soup?
No,
I'm serious. Yeah, look it up. Peanut soup. You go to Williamsburg, you can have it, and I think it's in Richmond, so it's that area of the country.
Right.
But see, Winston's not too far from there. That's why I asked him the question.
Right, okay. Right.
But no, I'm not making that up. I make up 50% of what I say to people.
But this was in the other 50%.
This is of the 50% that I'm telling you the truth. Scout's honor. And I was a Weeblo.
I made it to Weeblo. So,
Winston, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
What about Abraham?
Okay. Old Testament question.
Don't know what you're saying.
Who did Abraham marry after Sarah's death?
Keturah.
Ah. Nicely done. And you can find that in
Where was she from? Keturah.
I'm not sure.
What region of the...
Yeah.
Was she
Genesis, from? Upper State New York, wasn't
Genesis
it?
25.
Upper State New York? Yes. She was an illegal immigrant.
To the Middle East.
To the Middle East.
She was fleeing. She was fleeing the persecution
of the
Pawnee nation.
Pawnee, so she...
Hey, Winston, what's your question for us?
Yeah, many years ago, Dial Soap had an advertising slogan. What was it?
Dial Soap? Hold on, don't say anything.
Yeah. Don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Yes.
All right, now, Dove, it said 99% pure, and it would float, and they made a big deal about that. But Dial... It said, it's not a little dab of do ya. Let's just start eliminating some
Don't squeeze the dial. Where's they didn't say that.
Where's
either,
the beef?
They?
No, that wasn't it.
Where's the dial?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief Dial Soap is. That's not it.
Dial Soap.
The best part of waking up was Dial Soap. That was it, wasn't it?
The best part of waking up.
Is
dial in your cup.
All right. Hey, we don't know. We're stumped, Winston.
It was, aren't you glad you used dial?
Don't you wish everybody did?
Yes. Yeah. That's good. That's a good question.
They need to bring that back.
That's an effective soap.
Right. Everybody
slogan.
Else, the soap doesn't work very well, and you know it by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But dial does. That's right.
Dial keeps you...
Fresh.
You know, social.
Clean
yes.
and
you know.
Fresh.
All right, Winston. Have a great weekend. Great trivia question.
Thank you,
brother. Go get you some peanut soup. Drive up the road there and get you some peanut soup.
You won't regret it, brother.
look up peanut soup on the internet. I'm not making that up. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. At this point in the show, we're going to repeat the questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Those of you who are maybe just joining us, we're going to repeat our questions, which will cause you to think. And grow your mind.
And become a betterer person.
Ed.
Yes.
Exactly. Good
more
point,
smarterer.
Ed. Professor Ed makes a
All
good
right,
point.
Here are my questions. A marathon is a race that is about 26 miles long. Where does the word marathon come from? We had an earlier answer from Tim, who said it was a race.
Not me,
that was run,
Tim,
yes,
the caller,
Tim,
not
caller,
Tim, the dean.
That it was a race that was run between the city of Marathon and Athens in Greece. And that is true, but the word comes from something else. Second question, Bible question, how long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? Last question, what is the best-selling brand of chips in the U.S.? Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both winter and summer Olympic medals? 5, 15, or 50? Second question, what do spelunkers explore? Then I'll add one. From 1916 to 1938, what U.S. coin featured a buffalo on the back of the coin?
Spelunkers? Is that
spelunkers.
How you say it?
Spelunkers.
I ate at a Spelunkers. One time when I was in Birmingham. It's kind of like a Denny's, but it's
they have peanut soup.
I went to the doctor one time. He told me I had Spelunkers, and...
drank some coconut water and took care of it.
He said, if you had chicken pox as a kid, then it just stays with you and you get spelunkers.
You get spelunkers later
it's
on.
Still it's still in your system. Yeah.
You're a carrier.
You're a carrier of spelunkers. I'm sorry to tell you. You just got to deal with it. All right. Here are my questions that have gone unanswered. All three of them have, in fact. Really disappointing.
Well, our class, our students are disappointing us.
They're disappointing us.
Let's come on, folks. Yeah,
it's early in the school year.
Rise up to the challenge, like Rocky.
Maybe you should stop playing Pokemon Go and get your head in a book. Okay, how about that?
You tell them, Professor Ed.
That's right.
Sometimes you just got to hear the hard news. Yeah, right. You know, and you tell them they need to study more. All right, whose moral of the story was don't count your chickens before they hatched? Before they're hatched. Where did that come from?
That's so ironic because that's what I've got on my tattoo. That's exactly what it
don't
says.
Don't count your chickens before they hatched.
Yes, that's what it says. I thought that would apply to everything in life. I just look down there and see that.
Because
you needed a tattoo to remind you.
I put on my tattoo, what's your problem? But it's people, you know, people don't, I don't, that maybe it creates a problem, in, you know, when they see that between me and them. And me and them is incorrect, and I know it, but I'm the dean. So I'll just talk however I want to. All right. And number one, my question is, what country is the world's largest democracy? Population-wise. Number two, I already mentioned the, don't count your chickens before they've hatched. Right. Okay, never mind. My last trivia question is my word challenge to myself for the week, and it's this. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals? You look out in your backyard, you got a bunch of kleptoparasites convening out there, you know, without your permission. What are they? What's the danger there? What do you think they might do if it in fact is a danger to other animals in the neighborhood?
I tell you, you're out there picking blackberries. Getting chiggers ain't the worst of your trouble. You get a case of them kleptoparasites, and you're going to have a rash that will last till the cows come home.
I don't think cows are klepto
What do we got here? Jade McIntosh, our producer. Oh, my goodness. This is from Janet Mefford, who's got a pro. He's got AFR Talk.
Tell
him
what happened
on Monday.
We're just sitting here doing our class,
minding our own business,
and in walks Jade, our producer, with two pizzas.
Two pizzas,
and they smell good. They're hot.
Wow,
delivered.
Papa John's.
Yeah,
says hi, Ed. My deepest apologies. I'll never fail to greet you again. That's from earlier in the week.
Right.
We had Janet Mefford on. She's gonna
a new
be
show
on
here
AFR,
on AFR
starting Monday, and she said, "Hey Tim, how you doing?" She went on. Right. I said, "Well, just thank you for ignoring me."
Right,
Janet.
You did say that. Your feelings were hurt.
My feelings were
genuinely
hurt. And she said that she was going
to
send me a couple of pizzas
to make
and here
up,
it
and
is,
she did.
Right here in our
she's
studio.
A woman of her word.
Absolutely.
Now,
well, Janet, if you're listening, and if you're not, you owe me two more pizzas. But if you're listening, thank you so much.
Yes.
We got a couple of pizzas.
Wow.
What are you doing, Tim? What are you doing?
She sent these to me. Yeah, I know. I just put them between us.
So you had a little Rodney Dangerfield moment, and she delivers pizzas.
Janet Mefford will deliver on Monday.
She's a woman of
her
word.
What is it, 12 to 1?
Think so.
On weekdays here on American Family Radio.
Learning University is on the air, and we're back to the phones.
Yes, we go back to the phones, and soon folks are going to be hearing me welcoming them with a full mouth of pizza.
All right.
All right, we go to Salisbury, Pennsylvania. Titus is on the line. Titus, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Man, awesome.
Is that where Salisbury steak was originated?
Actually, I'm not sure, but we live closer to Springs than Salisbury, so I don't know why we have this address.
You do? Okay, well, we got Salisbury, PA, Pennsylvania. We thank you for calling Brother Titus, and what's your question or answer for us today?
I'm kind of hoping you didn't answer the marathon question.
All right, that has not been answered correctly. Let me ask the question again. A marathon is a race that is about 26 miles long. Where does the word marathon come from?
Okay, so the other caller had mentioned Athens, right?
Yes.
Well, how it worked, Athens was fighting an enemy with their with a neighboring city at the time, and they won the battle, so the Athens sent a messenger back to their city. The messenger told the good news that they won, and afterwards he died from taking a very, very long run. I think it was more than 20-some miles. So is that... Is that
is correct.
Woo-hoo! Wow, Titus.
Excellent job.
Great history lesson.
The Greeks defeated the Persians unexpectedly. This was a major upset, so to speak, in 490 BC, and the runner sprinted back to Athens and said,
sprinted.
We have won.
Sprinted 26 miles? No wonder he died.
Well, yes, and he perished. It's a legend, but that's where the marathon race comes from. Good job, Titus. Now, do you have to look that up, or do you know that kind of off the top of your head, or what?
I knew that from a history lesson about, let me see, 2-3 years ago.
Well, good for you for remembering.
In the night,
I couldn't remember the name of the other city though. So,
it was actually on a plain of Marathon that I think there was a city nearby, but it was called the Battle of Marathon.
Isn't the Nike swoosh in there somewhere in that story?
Well, the word Nike means victorious, and when he came back, he simply shouted. And it's a word in Greek that I don't remember, but the word Nike is in it. So we have won, and that's where the word Nike, the tennis shoes, Nike means overcomer. We have that in the Book of Revelation, in the Romans.
It was the Spartans.
Spartans. Yeah. Was that okay? Mm-hmm. The Athenians fought with the Spartans. You're saying?
I had no idea Michigan State was even around.
Hey,
Are you kidding me?
Now I'm trying to connect the dots and here you got
amazing.
A guy.
I also have a question for you guys, and
right.
I'm thinking he won't get it. It's a Bible question.
Okay,
what is the longest name in the Bible? The longest name in the Bible.
The longest name, you mean as numbers of letters?
No, longest name as in a real name in the Bible.
You mean the number of letters in the name?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Oh, man.
Let us talk amongst ourselves, Titus, just 1 minute here.
Now, if you go with nicknames, I can think of several, but if we're talking about their actual name.
What was that guy who is in First Kings?
Yeah,
that
nicknames?
Guy, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Well,
Mary Poppins.
He was one
of, oh, okay, all right. I was a little bit off.
No, he was one of the wise men. There were three of them, and he was one of them. But I don't know what his buddies, you know, they shortened.
Yeah, well, Sam and Bill,
they
they're like, what's...
They called him Super Sag, you know. Hey, you seen Super Sag? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're stumped.
Yeah, I think you got us, Titus. What's the longest name in the Bible?
The name would be found in Isaiah 8, verse 1. It was the Lord talking to Isaiah about the coming Assyrian invasion.
Okay.
The guy's name was Mahir Shalahazbaz.
Mahir Shalahazbaz.
That was his first name?
Yeah.
That was
his whole name. His first name.
That is amazing. That was the name of my best friend in seventh grade.
I want to know. I'd like to talk to his parents, you know. I really would. What a cruel.
I think what happened was the mother had a stuttering problem. But they wrote it down as she said it.
No. Yeah.
That's cruel to name a kid that. I'm telling you.
Titus, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Go off to school with your friends there. What was his name? Titus, what was his name again?
Mahir Shalahazbaz. It's in Isaiah 8 if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Hey, good for you, Titus. You know history. You know your Bible. Good for you.
They called him Bo.
I was hoping you'd have a Noah question, but you guys don't. So.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Titus.
You know,
thanks for letting me call in.
You're welcome.
Back to that marathon race. I'm trying to connect the dots here. They have that battle. They're victorious. He runs back to tell them. Then he drops dead, and they go, wow, because of that run, let's go ahead and just start up this and have this an annual event. And I'm thinking, so before there were medals, they go, oh, no, if you can run it and just survive, you know, you're a winner.
Right, you're a winner. Well, you're a winner. Everybody's a winner in life.
Just
give effort.
But not everyone dies after winning.
True, which is good. That's a good thing. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, we go back to the phones somewhere in Arkansas. Alicia is on the line. Alicia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome to y'all. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great. We just had pizza delivered to our studio.
Right, right. And we just learned the longest name in the Bible. I mean, life's good right here, Alicia. We're having a good day.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer the one about the kleptoparasite, please.
Oh, I want to hear the answer to this one.
Thank you, Alicia. I appreciate you making it. Let me ask the question, and you can give us the correct answer. All right. The question is, a kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals?
Hitches a ride while he sucks the blood.
Pardon me?
Hitches a ride while they suck the blood out of them, like bite them. Feeds off of them.
Like a bloodsucker?
No.
I wonder who they're going to vote for in
not,
the upcoming election.
That's not. That would be a...
You're thinking
that's
like
correct.
A leech or something.
Yeah.
Huh?
A kleptoparasite. A parasite, now they are bloodsuckers, aren't they?
Hit your ride while they suck the blood out.
Yeah, no, we're getting borderline.
So that's
getting
not, that's not, the, that's not the correct answer.
No, I'm sorry it isn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
See, now that's what I, hey,
good try, Alicia.
Alicia. I got to tell you, that's what I thought.
That's a good guess. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals? That's what I'm looking for. What's your question for us?
Steals their wallet or something.
Alicia?
Pardon me?
What is your question for us?
I'd like to know how y'all have so much fun on a God-given day like this.
well, it, you know, it's educational.
And we're all about education.
And it's inspirational, motivational, and sensational.
And recreational.
And recreational.
Well, y'all just got a lot of sensations going on.
Yes, we do.
That's right. We're all about sensation.
It's also providential.
Thank you, Alicia. Have a great weekend.
Well, I can't think of any other.
Our listeners are the best.
They really are.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Dean Tim Wildman. Ed Vitagliano is one of our senior professors here, along with J.J. Jasper. Yes.
I do want to mention to our folks that we're doing a little poll for our listeners, and they can go to afr.net. And here's the poll. Here's the thing. The question we have for our listeners. We do get calls, people saying, "Hey, I wish you'd have a coffee mug or
a T-shirt." We ran out of T-shirts.
So we're trying to figure out whether we should invest a little bit and make some products available. So we're asking you guys to tell us. Go to afr.net. You'll see the poll. Answer the questions.
If we had T-shirts, sweatshirts,
would you
mugs,
buy them? Yeah,
those kind of things for Trivia Friday, would you be interested in that? It'd have our pictures on there, our caricatures, should say.
And if you don't, we're not going to have them made, but.
Right.
Well, and while we're doing
that. It'd be hurtful, though.
If they say no,
I don't want your caricatures on anything I own, that would be. That'd be a blow.
Hard not to take that personal. Yeah.
And let me just say this. My suggestion, we had the meeting about this, was to include, because there is a place where you say, we have some choices you can check off, and then you can write in your own suggestions. And so I suggested bobblehead dolls.
You did.
I did. But then I looked it up on the internet, and they are crazy expensive to make.
That's creative, though. Right. But yeah, crazy expensive.
Hey, how do people do this? Where do they go?
AFR.net.
AFR.net.
We're being serious about that.
Yeah, we are being serious about that. We want to hear from you. So.
Well, and while we're taking care of some housekeeping things here at Learning University, I've been made the badminton coach. And so I'm doing some
We give her credit for that.
I'm doing some recruiting, so that's just one more
the
thing
badminton
to consider.
Team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to start the good mitten team, but nobody wanted that because it's all about villains nowadays.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. For the last time this hour, we're giving our questions that have gone unanswered. Quickly.
Okay. How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? That's one of the questions I have remaining. What is the best-selling brand of chips in the U.S.? By that, I mean, hey, honey, would you go into the store and get me a bag of what kind of chips? And I'm going to add one for the remainder of the show. In the cartoon Popeye, who was Popeye's arch nemesis? Who is Popeye's arch nemesis?
Here's what I've got. Make it easy for you. Multiple choice. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both summer and winter Olympic medals? 5, 15, or 50? And the second question, what do spelunkers explore? What do spelunkers explore? Third question, from 1916 to 1938, what U.S. coin featured a buffalo on the back of the coin?
A buffalo. A buffalo.
Buffalo on the coin.
If a spelunker rides a buffalo, okay, to Marathon.
And he leaves at 6 o'clock, headed to Detroit.
Right, right.
And somebody leaves from Los Angeles.
He ends up in Athens.
Does he hurt Greece. Does he hurt the feelings of Malthar Baba Bashaz, his best friend, in seventh grade?
There's your math question right there, folks.
One of the questions of the ages. Right there, the mystery that is heretofore gone unsolved.
Yes.
Which we want to know the answer to. Here are my questions. Y'all both get through here?
Yeah.
Okay, what country is the largest democracy in the world, population-wise? Largest democracy in the world. Number two, the expression, don't count your chickens before they're hatched, comes from what great moral story? Number three, and this was attempted a few minutes ago, and I'm proud. I was proud of the caller. Who was it from Arkansas that tried this?
Alicia.
Alicia tried. She tried her best to answer this, but it was incorrect. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals? He does this, or she. Kleptoparasites can be either.
Right.
Male or female. And they do this to other animals, and I want to know what the answer to that is. Steals
their iPhones.
I don't know. I'm not going to answer what they do, but I'm going to let our callers do that. That's back to the phones. All right, back to the phones.
Foxworth, Mississippi. I never heard of that. Michael is on the line. Michael, I've never heard of Foxworth. Where's that located?
It is right outside of Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay. All right.
South Central.
Yeah, it's actually, from what I hear, it's actually the only place in the United States called Foxworth.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good claim to fame. Hey, Michael, do you want to ask?
That's where Jeff's family came from.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to answer one today.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but I want to answer the one about the spelunker.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. What do spelunkers explore, Michael?
They explore caves.
Yes, sir.
They do.
Yes, sir.
They explore caves. And they have clubs and stuff, too. And
why? Are there dangerous things down there? Why would they have clubs?
Both. They literally have clubs like that, Ed. And they also have clubs where they meet and they talk about exploring caves.
So they have clubs to kill the bats.
And
baseball players have bats.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Look at you.
I'm confused.
Hey, I want to know why, if it's a cave explorer, and that's a simple, easy enough word. Why do you want to come up with something like spelunkers? I mean, and while I'm there, why is abbreviated such a long word?
Exactly. These are some of the age-old questions, JJ, that we've tried to solve.
That's why we're here. One of the reasons we're here.
Hey, Michael, thanks.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for calling, brother.
All right, thank you.
Hey, JJ, before we go to break, and you haven't asked me to do this, but JJJasper.com, I mean, are you going anywhere here in the coming weeks to speak?
Thank you for asking. Last night I was at Blue Mountain College, as I mentioned. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday I'll be speaking at River Bend Baptist Church in Aberdeen, Mississippi. After that, for Life Point Pentecostal Church, I'll be in Orlando, Georgia, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Clarksville, Arkansas, Alabama, Ohio, and you can go to JJ Jasper.
What do you do? You play the banjo?
The banjo on my knee. Show up with the banjo on my knee. Stand-up comedy / keynote speaker. And lately I've been getting a lot of pregnancy center annual fundraisers, and that's a real blessing.
And by the way, folks, now, JJ's been a friend of mine since the 80s, but he is outstanding. Of course, you know how funny he is, but he also will bring a good word and is an excellent Bible teacher. So
thank you.
JJJasper.com.
I just Google spelunker.
Yeah.
It's like Latin.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Latin word.
It means one who carries a club?
Yeah. Well, it's a mix of Latin and Greek. It's kind of a hybrid word having to do with the caves and such. So
you
it's
don't
a
mean
real.
It.
But yeah, that is a mouthful, isn't it?
That's spelunker. Real, that's one of them there hybrid words.
You don't want to get spelunkers, though.
You know, I've certainly not by a kleptoparasite.
You get bit by a kleptoparasite, you get spelunkers.
Have a good weekend, folks, but don't get out there and get spelunkered.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.